Mr. Ross didn't answer, but walked across to the window. He was thinking. "What's he going to do?" I thought. Then he turned round. "Okay, you're right. I am Jake Rosso."
"I knew it!"
He looked worried and unhappy. "Can you keep a secret? A very important secret." I thought for a minute, then I said, "Yes, I can keep a secret." Then he told me. "The other people on this island are my family."
"Your family?" I said.
"Yes. My real name is James Duncan, and Mr. and Mrs. Duncan are my father and mother. Tony is my younger brother, and his wife Lisa is my secretary. It's she who's in hospital."
"And Dan and Stella Parks?" I asked.
"My mother's sister and her husband," he said.
"But what are you doing here on this island? I don't understand."
"I'll tell you," he said. He sat down on a chair and took a guitar in his hands, but he didn't play it. "You were right. I was a famous pop star. I was very rich, and I had a beautiful wife. But things went wrong."
"How?"
"I took drugs," he said. "I drank a lot of alcohol. I got drunk and crashed cars. I did stupid, terrible things. I knew it was wrong, but I couldn't stop doing it. I was crazy for a time."
"I can understand that," I told him. "I've taken drugs too."
He looked surprised. "You have?"
"Yes," I said. "After my father died, I was very unhappy, and things went wrong for me too. But go on with your story."
He went on. "One night, I was driving my car. I was drunk. And I hit somebody. A young girl. She died. I killed her."
"Oh, no."
"Yes," he said. "She was 15 years old. I wanted to die too. The money didn't matter anymore. Nothing mattered anymore."
"What did you do after the accident?" I asked.
"I drove on in the car. I didn't stop, and I didn't tell the police. I had killed someone, and I was afraid." He looked afraid now. He put the guitar down and went on with his story. "So I made a plan. Jake Rosso had to die too. It was the best thing to do. And so I killed him."